and like to welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. She's going to tell us all about what's coming up in the next couple months, and especially in February. The executive director, who's now just getting used to that job and going in, replacing the king that used to be there, Emily Yannis. Welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, first of all, I was privileged to come to the Pops concert in December. Thank you for that. And you performed, and I knew that you were probably a great singer, but you were really awesome, and I was very impressed
Thank
by
you.
That. And I was thrilled for you to be able to perform with the symphony, but it was really a special moment of that evening. So if you haven't heard
Thank
Emily,
you so much.
If you haven't heard Emily sing, there's going to be other opportunities. I hope they get a chance to come out and hear you.
Well, thank you. Yes, Carolyn Watson and I are concocting some hopefully my next appearance with the symphony next season.
Great. Well, you've got a concert coming up in February, and I want you to tell us all about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So piggybacking on the success of our first side-by-side concert last season with the LaPorte High School Symphony playing alongside our symphony, we are doing a similar concert, but with a little twist. We are, instead of high school students, we are inviting their music teachers to play alongside the symphony. So local
excellent.
Music, isn't it cool? Yeah.
It's
local
so
music
cool.
educators, private teachers have been invited. So we're putting together a roster of local music educators to play alongside the LCSO. So we're really excited about
mostly-
that.
Is it mostly LaPorte, or did you go into Michigan City and Chesterton? How far did it go?
Yes, we went all over LaPorte County and into Porter County, some Lake County even. So we really kind of cast a wide net into Southwest Michigan as well. So we're really excited about this.
That's a great concept. And of course, probably they're a little rusty maybe on their instrument. You know, you're used to teaching instruments and everything, not actually getting out and playing in a organized
That's right.
fashion.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to inviting students in. As you know, students attend all of our subscription concerts for free. But we thought this one would be especially special for them to see their teachers practicing what they preach, as they say, on stage.
So tell us about, again, this is not going to be at the Civic. This is going to be where?
Right. This will be at the Holdcraft Center for the Performing Arts in Michigan City, which is a lovely theater. It's about an 800-seat theater and great acoustics. So we're really looking forward to performing there. Again, we did a concert there last season as well in March. So
very intimate space, even having 800 seats.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of got that old school theater vibe. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, and it's not quite, you don't have as many seats as you do in the Civic. Civic seats what for your concerts about?
That's right. The balcony can seat, I believe, 1,500, and then we can put, about 500 on the floor. So, if the house is completely packed, it's near 2,000, which is, that's a lot of people.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
So, well, that sounds great. And we'll, at the end of the segment, we'll hit how they can find out more about that. But you have some other fun things coming up that are not, well, some concerts, but also some other things. So tell us about some of the other things LaPorte County Symphony has
going. Absolutely. Yeah. So we have a couple, every other month we have our Friends of the Symphony luncheons. And the Friends of the Symphony is a special group of people who are just passionate about the symphony. Some are subscribers, some are longtime audience members. And we gather together generally on Tuesdays for lunch every other month with a special guest speaker. So upcoming in March, I believe it is March 12th, we have the conductor of the South Bend Symphony, Alistair Willis, who will be with us as guest speaker for that luncheon. And that is at Portofino Grill on that March 12th at noon.
And then I think way off in May, you have a trivia thing. So tell us about that.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So the final meeting of the Friends of the Symphony in May will be music trivia, and that is May 14th at noon. And so we will be competing for who is the best music trivia knowledge, and that will be at Swing Bellies in Michigan City. So we have a lot of fun at these luncheons. It's $20 to attend, and that includes the lunch. And the Friends of the Symphony often do volunteer work for the symphony. So that's kind of our volunteer brigade that I rely on when we need volunteers.
Excellent. We'll come back next month to talk about the concert, but just kind of give us a rundown of what concerts you have coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So in March, we have another concert at the Holdcraft Center in Michigan City. This one is going to be really special. It's going to be on March 10th at 3 p.m., so a Sunday afternoon concert. And we have a visiting composer, Dr. Ingrid Stolzel, who is originally from Germany but is a professor at the University of Kansas. She will be in residence with us, and the symphony will be playing her composition, City Beautiful. So that's going to be really fun to have a living, breathing composer and playing her work and having her there to comment on it.
Yeah, sometimes people think classical music is all dead composers, and there's really a lot, a vibrant world, which I know exactly. Carolyn Watson has brought some of those composers in to us. Speaking real briefly in our last minute here, tell us what plans you have for next season. Have you started looking at the choices for the concerts?
Absolutely. We have, yes. So we're really excited. I can't really share too much yet. There will be a press release coming soon, but we are very excited to be planning next season, hopefully featuring a couple of really exciting guest artists and soloists, hopefully from our symphony. We have our principal flutist, Alexandra Kemble, who's playing this year, and we hope to continue that tradition of featuring one of our principal players on a solo.
Busy times at LaPorte County Symphony. That's LaPorte County
That's
Symphony.
Right.
Emily Yannis, Executive Director, LCSO.net. You can find out information there and call the office. Emily, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight and sharing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Esther. Thanks, Larry.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.